Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, it was the 14th century in Bologna, Italy. A little girl was deeply in love with Jesus. So intense was her love for the Lord that at the age of 9, which was extremely unusual, she entered the cloistered Dominican community to receive our Lord in Holy Communion became the burning desire of her heart. But the custom of the place and time had fixed 12 as the earliest age for reception of Holy Communion. Her prayers were miraculously answered on the feast of the Ascension in 1333. After Mass, she stayed in her place in the chapel where one of the nuns was putting away the sacred vessels. Suddenly, the nun heard a noise and turned towards little girl. Hovering in mid-air, as the little girl was knelt in prayer, was a sacred host, the Blessed Eucharist, shining with a bright and forceful light. The frightened nun ran to find the chaplain. By the time the chaplain arrived, the rest of the nuns and other onlookers had crowded, amazed, into the chapel. When the priest saw the shining, hovering host, he put on his vestments, went over to the girl, took the miraculous host in his hands, and gave her Holy Communion. The name of the girl was Imelda Lambertini. She is Blessed Imelda, the patron saint of the first Holy Communicants. Imelda had discovered the greatest treasure on the earth, the most holy Eucharist. Have we? Today, we solemnly celebrate the great feast of the Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. I would like to bring your attention to the parts of the Mass. We all know the different parts of the Mass: introductory rite, liturgy of the word, liturgy of the Eucharist, concluding rite. In the liturgy of the Eucharist, there is offertory, the offering of bread and wine. The gifts represents fruits of our labor. As the gifts, we pray that we to be changed into his body and blood. We are invited to offer our entire life to the Lord, just as we are, with all our situations, struggles, aspirations, and hopes. Then the mingling of a drop of water in the wine. The water represents our littleness, which is totally mingled with the wine, signifying our intention to be one with the divine Lord. We are invited, sincerely wanting, to be united with the Lord and becoming more and more like him. Then the washing of the hands. The priest cleanses himself and prepares for the most holy sacrifice of Calvary. We are invited to repent of our sins and praying earnestly never to fall into sin again. And in the preface, the priest says, "Lift up your hearts." Our minds and hearts need to transcend our human worries, concerns, and troubles, and be raised in heavenly contemplation. We are invited to ascend to the heights of glory in order to recognize and be united to the will of God in our lives. Yes, the Holy Mass is the same sacrifice of Jesus. The Holy Mass is the perpetual continuation and adoration of the sacrifice of Calvary. We live in a situation of faith where there is a tendency to dilute many of the spiritual values. There is a strong opposition to living holy and sanctified lives. For all such struggling moments and trying situation, we have an answer and solution in the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the story of a God who longs to dwell with us and in us. The feast that we celebrate today is a feast for all the days of the year. The Lord is present in the Blessed Sacrament, in our chapels, and in our churches all the days. To make this event more memorable, we have the Eucharistic procession today from Sacred Heart Cathedral to here, Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe at 3 p.m. Let this feast help us to make some practical resolutions so that we can love the Lord more and more in the Eucharist and thus become a Eucharist in this our broken and fragmented world. May this feast day be a reminder for us of the deep, unconditional love of the Lord. Be an occasion for us to revive our spiritual lives and to renew our commitments. Be an opportunity to renew our lives, to be a Eucharist, broken and shared to one another. May we grow in the love of the Holy Eucharist, for as Bishop Fulton Sheen says, the greatest love story of all time is contained in a tiny white host. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.